financial schemes. Caring for a person living with dementia requires careful financial planning, and may sometimes require the family of the person living with dementia to tap on financial resources. There are a number of government financial schemes available. The blocks below list the financial resources available in the following five areas. Mobility assistance, daily activities assistance, caregiving assistance, medical fees assistance for low-income individuals. Click the plus symbol to expand the list in each block. List of financial resources. For mobility assistance. Seniors Mobility and Enabling Fund, SMF. The SMF provides holistic support for seniors to age in place within the community by extending subsidies to Singaporean seniors. Requiring mobility and assistive devices for daily independent living and to remain ambulant in the community, receiving government-funded home care and care within the community, needing home health care items for their care. Find out more. For daily activities assistance. Enhancement for active seniors, EASE. The Housing and Development Board introduced EASE in 2012 to subsidize home modifications so that older residents can live at ease in their homes. This is what can be installed in a flat through the EASE program. Slip-resistant treatment to floor tiles in up to two bathrooms or toilets, grab bars in the flat, 8 or 10 grab bars for the first toilet, and 6 grab bars for the second toilet. Up to 5 ramps in the flat, and or at the main entrance, if it is doable. Find out more. Elder Shield. Elder Shield is a basic long-term care insurance scheme designed to help Singaporeans meet expenses for severe disability, especially during old age. The Elder Shield scheme has been enhanced into the new Care Shield Life scheme introduced from mid-2020. Until 2019, Singaporean citizens and permanent residents with Medisave accounts were automatically enrolled in the Elder Shield scheme at 40 years of age, unless they opted out. From 2020 onwards, there were no new automatic enrollments into Elder Shield at 40 years of age. Singapore citizens and permanent residents born in 1980 and after are instead automatically covered by Care Shield Life on 1 October 2020 or when they turn 30. Depending on the plan the person has, Elder Shield will pay a monthly cash benefit of $300 per month for up to 60 months, or $400 per month for up to 72 months if the person has a severe disability. The Ministry of Health has appointed 3 private insurers to administer Elder Shield, Aviva, Great Eastern and NTUC Income. Find out more from AIC. And Care Shield Life. Care Shield Life. Care Shield Life is a long-term care insurance scheme for Singaporean citizens and permanent residents launched on 1 October 2020, which provides basic financial protection should an individual become severely disabled, especially during old age, and need care for a prolonged duration. Care Shield Life policyholders who are, become severely disabled are eligible to make claims, and can receive payouts for as long as they remain severely disabled, and meet the terms and conditions needed to receive payouts. Payouts start at $600 cash per month in 2020, which increases annually until age 67 or when a successful claim is made, whichever is earlier. Find out more from AIC. And Care Shield Life. Interim Disability Assistance Program for the Elderly, IDAPE. The IDAPE is an assistance scheme that was set up in 2002 for a small group of seniors who were not eligible for Elder Shield at the time, because they were too old or had pre-existing disabilities. If these seniors develop severe disabilities, they can receive $150 or $250 monthly cash payout, depending on their financial circumstances, for up to 72 months. There is no restriction on how the payments should be used, as long as they are used for the care of the disabled IDAPE claimant. For example, the payments can offset medical bills, nursing costs, hiring a foreign domestic worker, FDW, as a helper to care for the disabled IDAPE claimant. The senior may nominate himself, herself, a caregiver who is 21 years old and above, or a nursing home that the senior is residing in to receive the IDAPE payout. Find out more. Elder Fund. Elder Fund is a discretionary assistance scheme launched on the 31st of January 2020. It is targeted at severely disabled lower-income Singapore citizens aged 30 and older, who are not able to benefit from CareShield Life, ElderShield, and the Interim Disability Assistance Program for the Elderly, IDAPE, and have low Medisave balances and inadequate personal savings to meet their long-term care needs. Eligible Singapore citizens can receive up to $250 cash per month for as long as they remain eligible, and meet the terms and conditions needed for receipt of payment. Find out more. Medisave Care. Medisave Care is a long-term care scheme that was launched on 1 October 2020. It allows Singapore citizens or permanent residents aged 30 and above who are severely disabled to make monthly cash withdrawals up to a total of $200 per month from their own and or their spouse's Medisave accounts for their long-term care needs. Find out more from AIC and CareShield Life for caregiving assistance. Caregiving Training Grant, CTG. The CTG is a $200 annual subsidy that lets caregivers attend approved courses to better care for their loved ones. The $200 subsidy is provided for each care recipient every financial year, from April to March the following year. If multiple caregivers of the same care recipient wish to attend training, the $200 would need to be shared among the family members. Find out more. Foreign Domestic Worker, FDW, Levy Concession for Persons with Disabilities. The FDW Levy Concession for Persons with Disabilities lets families pay the Foreign Domestic Worker Levy at a concessionary rate of $60 a month, instead of $300. Each household is eligible for up to two FDW Levy Concessions, caring for two loved ones at any one time. Find out more. Home Caregiving Grant. The HCG is a $200 monthly cash payout to support loved ones with at least permanent moderate disability, i.e. always require some assistance to perform three or more activities of daily living, ADLs. This grant can be used to defray the costs of caregiving expenses, such as the costs of elder care and caregiver support services in the community, or hiring of a foreign domestic worker, FDW. Find out more. For medical fees assistance. Community Health Assist Scheme, CHAS. The CHAS enables all Singapore citizens, including Pioneer Generation, PG, and Merdeka Generation, MG, cardholders, to receive subsidies for medical and or dental care at participating general practitioner, GP, and dental clinics. Visit CHAS. For more information, only for CHAS Blue, Orange, MG and PG cardholders. Medical Fee Exemption Card, MFEC. The Medical Fee Exemption Card, MFEC, can cover expenses for standard medical and hospitalization treatment at government or restructured hospitals, polyclinics, and approved intermediate and long-term care services for needy residents of MOH-funded nursing homes, or MSF-funded sheltered and disability homes. Eligible applicants must have personal savings of $6,000 or less, and a monthly per capita family income of $700 or less. They must be Singapore citizens or permanent residents of Singapore, and either residents of MOH-funded nursing homes or MSF-funded sheltered and disability homes. Find out more. MediFund. The Medical Endowment Fund, MediFund, is an endowment fund set up by the government. It is used to assist needy Singapore citizens who experience difficulties paying for remaining bills after receiving government subsidies and other means of payment, which include MediShield Life, MediSave, and cash. MediFund Silver, a scheme that is part of MediFund, provides assistance to persons aged 65 and older. MediFund can be used to pay for restructured hospitals, national specialty centers, and intermediate and long-term care services. Eligible applicants must be a Singapore citizen, a subsidized patient, have received or require treatment from a MediFund-approved institution, and be having difficulties with paying for their healthcare bills after government subsidies and other means, including MediShield Life, MediSave, and cash. Find out more from the Agency for Integrated Care and Ministry of Health. MediShield Life. MediShield Life is medical insurance that provides lifetime coverage for all Singaporeans. Unlike the previous scheme, MediShield, you cannot opt out of MediShield Life. The premiums for MediShield Life can be paid using MediSave funds or cash. The government has also provided subsidies for lower and middle income Singaporeans, as well as for Pioneer Generation members. There are also subsidies for the first 4 years of MediShield Life, as people move from MediShield to MediShield Life. Find out more from the Agency for Integrated Care and Ministry of Health for individuals with low income. Silver Support, SS, Scheme. The SS scheme provides a quarterly cash supplement to seniors who had low incomes during their working years and now have less in their retirement. There is no need to apply for the Silver Support, SS, scheme. The CPF board automatically reviews eligibility for SS annually. Persons who qualify will receive a notification letter from CPF in December of the preceding year. Find out more. Comcare Schemes. The Comcare Group of Government Financial Schemes provides social assistance to low-income individuals and families, and is available at Social Service Offices, SSOS. 1. Comcare Interim Assistance. Comcare Interim Assistance may be provided to individuals and/or households that require urgent and immediate help of a duration of less than 3 months. Find out more. 2. Comcare Short to Medium Term Assistance. Comcare Short to Medium Assistance may be provided to individuals and/or households for persons or households that need temporary financial help due to an inability to find work for a period of time. Find out more. 3. Comcare Long Term Assistance, Public Assistance. Comcare long-term assistance may be provided to persons who are unable to work and need financial support. Find out more. Recipients of Comcare public assistance receive full subsidies for the treatment of conditions covered under CHAS. Find out more. Workfare Income Supplement, WIS, Scheme. Introduced in 2007, the WIS scheme is a broad-based measure for Singaporeans who meet certain requirements that tops up the salaries of our lower-income workers and helps them save for retirement. It supplements their income and retirement savings through cash payments and CPF contributions. Find out more. Click on the image below to view the eligibility criteria of financial resources. How to access services for financial schemes. E-services for financing schemes application portal. As part of the Agency for Integrated Care, AICS efforts to streamline the application process for long-term care schemes, AIC has launched the E-services for financing schemes, EFASS, application portal on the 1st of October 2020. Patients and caregivers can submit applications to and manage their long-term care schemes online using the platform. More information about EFASS. AIC link. Need advice on care services and schemes? caring for a loved one and need training or assistance. AIC Link advises caregivers and their loved ones on getting the right care at the right place. Care consultants at AIC Link provide information on care at home, assistance schemes, and caregiver support. Visit AIC Link for more information and how to access financial assistance schemes and other support at these locations. Social Service Offices, SSOs. For more general financial assistance, you may approach your nearest social service office. Find out more about what assistance schemes may be available for you and family members. You may also apply for financial assistance at SSOs. Find the nearest SSO to your residential address. Medical Social Services. Some hospitals and healthcare institutions have medical social services. Amongst other responsibilities, medical social workers and officers can provide information on financial assistance. They can help patients and their caregivers to find or be referred to resources in the community to address financial needs, amongst other needs. If a person living with dementia currently receives services at a hospital or healthcare institution, they and/or their caregivers and family members may approach the Medical Social Services Department regarding the financial issues related to the person living with dementia. Additional resources: Agency for Integrated Care, AIC, Financial Assistance. Information on financial assistance schemes. Information on care and finance-related web tools and mobile apps. Life SG App. This one-stop mobile application, created by the Singapore government, features information on a list of schemes and other government programs. Visit Life SG and download the app from the links below. Schemes SG. This website was created by a ground-up initiative as a platform for the public to easily search for financial schemes that fit specific sets of needs. Visit schemes.sg.